Lord, saints of God, this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall be glad and rejoice in it. Amen. Amen. It is so good to be back with each one of you today. It has been great. You know, we went through the book, Get Up and Lead. We finished that series. It was a wonderful time of just going through the book that the Lord gave me on leadership and just going through it together. So that was really, that was powerful. And it was a delight to be able to do that. And so we are starting afresh, starting anew. Amen. Amen. And we're gonna get into today's word here in a moment, which is the word that is working. It is working, and it is working effectively in you. Amen. So we're going to get into this word here today, but I just want to first welcome everyone that is joining in. And I want to put this video on for you to see. I'm so excited for what God is doing. You know, our Fired Up conference is coming up September the 26th. Fired Up September the 26th. And it's going to be on a Saturday night this year. And super, super excited. New venue. We're going to be at the House of Glory, the conference that the Lord had me start years ago. Every year we have this conference. It's our yearly conference. People come from different states. We so far, we have, obviously, we have California coming. We have Arizona coming. We have Idaho coming. We have Florida coming. And those are those that I know of. So I am so excited. Spread the news. It'll be here just a little over a month, September the 26th. It'll be here before you know it. So I'm going to play this video for you so that you can see what God is doing. Amen? Here we go.
Enforcers, arise. God carries power, militant power, to destroy every army that tries to come against you, every assignment, every tactic, every scheme, every wicked agenda. Jesus is qualifying us. That blood that he shed on that cross qualified us. What for what? To be partakers? The Spirit of the living God is the power of God, and it works. We have to choose to partner with the Lord. We are enforcing the Word of God. The name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Super excited for what God is doing. I am so excited. You know, so many people have come over the years. We've been doing, I think this might be about our seventh year now. Of just having this conference. And every year, I mean, there are testimonies. The power of God is present. That is for sure. The power of God moves, flows mightily. People get saved, get healed, get delivered. We've got testimonies of people just getting set free of ailments that they've had for a long, long time. Just like physically, emotionally, spiritually, people getting set free, demons being cast out, people getting on fire for the Lord and just walking boldly for Christ. And this year, the theme, I'm going to put up the graphic. It's the spirit of his might. Let me see if I can put the graphic up. The spirit of his might. And, it's just going to be incredible from Isaiah. The spirit of God's might, talking about the power of God, the power to walk in the authority that God has given you to stand firm and to not shrink back. And we are going to be having a fast. Actually, we are already in the fast, but you are still welcomed to join us. July the 20th is when we started, but we go through October the 10th. So we go through October the 10th, and it's going to be a powerful time of fasting and praying for this conference. And I encourage you to join in. I encourage you to be a part, be a part of what God is doing and join in with us for this fast. I'm believing for mighty breakthroughs. I'm believing for mighty breakthroughs for this conference. And I know that if God puts it on your heart to come, and it's for the whole family, for the whole family. We have a kids track available as well, but it's for the whole family. So bring your spouse, bring your children, bring your grandchildren, come with a mighty expectation. Bring your neighbors, bring your loved ones, bring your saved and unsaved family and friends and people that you meet, because I'm telling you, the power of God will move it. He just moves in incredible ways, and every year is so significant. We have testimony after testimony after testimony of what God has done. It's just a powerful night. So it's our yearly conference. This year it will be on a Saturday night. It'll be Saturday, September the 26th. You're not going to want to miss it. Doors will open at 4:30. We'll have vendors. We'll have opportunities to just fellowship, share. Then food, and then at 6 the worship starts. So worship starts at 6, so you want to get there early. You want to get there early and get settled in, have a chance to just fellowship, have a chance to take some photos, have a chance to do some shopping if you desire, and just have a chance to really start to prepare yourself and get your seat and get ready, because when we start and it just moves in power. Amen. So I encourage you to come and to come early. All right, so the word that I have for you today, it is found in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and 13. And this is what the word says. For this reason, we also thank God without ceasing. For this reason, we thank God and without ceasing, because when you received the word of God, when you receive the word of God, when we receive the word of God, there's something that took place when you received it and you gave thanks without ceasing. What has God spoken unto you? So he made a promise unto you. You received that word and you have received it with thanksgiving. And when you receive that word with thanksgiving, because it says, when you receive the word of God, which you heard from us, you welcomed it not as the word of men, but as in truth, the word which God also effectively works in you, in those who believe, in believing believers. Do I have believing believers standing on the word of truth? Because believing believers, let me tell you something. The power of God is present, and it's present now. The power of God present now to do the will of God, right? Amen. In your life. So as you walk, as you come forth, as you recognize, my goodness, God gave me a word. My goodness, the Lord gave me a word, and that word that I gave thanks for, remember, it's the word that you gave thanks for, the word you gave thanks for, God is working in you effectively. Never doubt. When God speaks a word, I don't care how long it takes for that word to come to pass. When God speaks a word, that word will come to pass. But remember to give thanks for that word. We just read in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 13. It says, for this reason, we also thank God without ceasing. We also thank God without ceasing, because when you receive the word of God, which is effectively working in you, you gave thanks for it. You gave thanks for this word. It's a word of faith. We got to hang on to the word of God by faith. It's by faith that we receive the promises of God. We hang on, we cling on to, we adhere to, we rely, we depend, we trust on the word. Jesus is the word. Jesus is the word, the living word, the word made flesh. When he speaks something to you, it is your job to grab a hold of it and say, this is my word. It didn't come from man. It came from God. We need to know, we have to be people that have spiritually fine-tuned our understanding. Our discernment is so grown to the place where we recognize this is of God, this is not. And we're able to discern between the two. So then therefore we can grab hold of that word of eternal life. We can grab hold of that word that will never leave, that will never change. We will grab hold of that word that has the power to change you. Remember, God is always watching over his word to perform it. He is watching over his word to perform it. So when he gives you a word, a prophetic word, he speaks a word, you're reading your word, you're reading the Bible, and the word just jumps off the page. It just comes alive. It's like it's that dunamis power is just jumping off the page for you. God's speaking something to you. He's saying, listen, he's saying, I want you to fix your eyes. I want you to fix your gaze upon this, because I have something for you. You receive that word. The Bible tells us in 1 Thessalonians 2 and 13 with thanksgiving. When you receive that word with thanksgiving, there's something that takes place on the inside of you. And you keep on thanking God for that word when you don't see it come to pass. You keep on thanking God for that word even when there is no visible proof of that word to ever come into being. Keep on giving thanks. Keep on believing God. Keep on believing the God who gave you that word in the first place is the God who's going to bring that word to pass. Keep on believing. Never waver from that. Because the word here tells you something. It's effectively working. You may have not seen any of the fruit of it yet, but it's effectively working. You may have not been able to have seen, gee, this is proof that this word that I got 20 years ago, 5 years ago, 2 weeks ago, 15 years ago, it doesn't really matter. It is still working. How do we know that? The word never lies. Let me read it to you again for those that have just jumped online. 1 Thessalonians 2 and 13, it says this, "For this reason, we also thank God without ceasing." We thank God without ceasing because when you receive the word of God, when you receive the word of God, which you heard from us, you welcomed it. When you receive that word of promise that God said, you are going to start a church. You are going to plant a church. You are going to write a book. You are going to do this. You are going to do that. You, your children are returning to the Lord. You know, your marriage is being restored. I'm healing your body. You are going to walk in total healing. You are going to walk in total freedom. I am giving you confidence. I am going to give you words that you're going to go speak prophetically. I am giving you wisdom and ideas. You're going to start this business. You're going to carry on the family legacy. Whatever it is that the Lord has spoken unto you, when he spoke a word to you, he spoke this word, right? So for this reason, we also thank God. We also thank God without ceasing. Come on, church. Not sometimes we're thanking God for it and then other times we're down. Just, hey, it happens to everybody. I get it. But we can't make that an excuse. We can't make that a place to, we can't give it reason to live there. We can't give it reason for us to live there, right? So it says here, without ceasing. Today, I'm just trying to remind you of who you are in Christ. Today, I'm trying to remind you of the living God and the word that he spoke unto you, that it is also still working. Why? Let me read this again. For this reason, 1 Thessalonians 2:13, thank God without ceasing. We thank God without ceasing because when you receive the word of God, which you heard from us, you welcomed it. You welcomed it, not as the word of men, but as truth. Therefore, don't miss this. Therefore, the word of God, which also effectively works in you who believe. The word is effectively working in you now. The word is effectively working in those who believe right now, right here, today. It's working in you. You may not see the effects. You may not see the fullness of it. You may not, you may see in part, you may see in, but you're not seeing in full possibly, but I'm telling you, you're gonna see it. The word that you received with thanksgiving. You didn't cease giving thanks to God for that word. So then therefore, it is still working in you. What did God promise you? What has he spoken? He's promised you, personally. I'm talking about personally. We know the Bible is talking about many, many promises, right? And we grab hold. So specifically, personally, what has he spoken to you? You know, these are things we have to ask ourselves. You know, I see Charlene is online. What has he spoken to you personally? What is a promise that you're hanging on to? Has he spoken to you? You know, you've seen so many healings. You've seen lots of healings. There's still some to go, isn't there? God's spoken to you specifically, just personally about healing your body fully, that he is your healing. And you're standing on the fact that God's word is working. You're standing on the fact that he made you strong in him, fully complete in him. And that is what you're believing God for, even though you see some things that are opposite of what this word promises. When we see things in life that are opposite of what God has promised us, we keep our eyes fixed on the promises of God and effectively remember that it will be effectively working for you. One more time. I want to read it because I feel like there's something here that some of you just need to hear it again. It says, for this reason, I am just on one verse today, just one verse. It is 1 Thessalonians 2:13. For this reason, we also thank God without ceasing. We also thank God without ceasing because when you receive the word, you welcome that word. And that word of God is also effectively working in you. When you receive that word, you give thanks to God. Give thanks to God right now. Lord, we give thanks. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for the word. We thank you. We give you thanks. You gave us some promises. You spoke to us specifically. You gave us some words specifically. We give thanks for what you have spoken to us specifically. And we will never cease giving thanks. And then therefore your word says the word that we have received is working in us. Don't let the liar deceive you. Don't let the deceiver try to come and snatch the word of faith. Don't let the enemy rob you of joy, of hope, of peace, of confidence, of godly confidence. Don't let him. He'll try. Oh, he'll try, all right. Don't let him work in you. Remember, God doesn't lie. What did he say? It's working. And it's working effectively. It's working. It's working. I need to say it again and again because somebody is getting infused with faith right now. It's working. God's word is working in you effectively. Amen. It is working in you and it is working in you effectively. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And amen. Glory to God. Okay, here I have a flyer up. I want to remind you of what we have coming up. Glory, glory, glory. Fired Up Conference, the Spirit of His Might. We are so excited. I mentioned this in the beginning of my message here today. We have got California obviously coming. We have Arizona registered to come. We've got Idaho registered to come. We have Florida registered to come. And I know that there are other states that are going to be joining us. So make sure that you spread the word. Make sure that we give out the word because this conference is powerful. Every year we have this conference. Every year God moves in power. The Spirit of His Might is what the theme is this year from Isaiah 11:2. You're not going to want to miss it. It is free and it's free for your whole family. Your whole family is invited and to come. And it's going to be on a Saturday night this year, church. Saturday night, and it's going to be at our church, the House of Glory. So I'm super excited about that. But doors open at 4:30 and worship starts at 6. So you simply go to firedupconference.com and you register so that you can be assured of your seat. But it will be an incredible, incredible time. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. All right. I know some of you just joined in. I don't know what was going on with the algorithms today because I was online for a little bit before it was even showing that it was live. I could see that on my end. But anyway, you're here now. You can always go back and watch the replay. But our word today was 1 Thessalonians 2:13. 1 Thessalonians 2:13. And it's a powerful word. I'm telling you, it just jumped off the page. God's word is working and it is working in you and it is working in you effectively because you gave thanks when you first received it. Give thanks today and give thanks without ceasing for the word that God has promised, and you will see it come to pass. Amen. God bless you all. Father, I thank you for those that are online. I thank you for those that will watch the replay. I bless them. I thank you, Father God, for the mighty, mighty hand of our Savior upon them to fulfill the word of God in their lives. Lord, we thank you for these morning teachings. We thank you, Father God, that we can come and gather anywhere in the world, Lord, and we can be just be infused by the power of your Holy Spirit with the word of God that changes not. Lord, I bless them, and I thank you for each and every one of them in the mighty name of Jesus. Have an amazing day, and I'll see you tomorrow. God bless you. Bye-bye.
The power of God comes upon you to fulfill that assignment. You all have assignments. And if you learn to press in, tarry, in your everyday walk, what you will find is the power of God comes upon you to fulfill the assignment that is right in front of you. What happens in these services when we're in the thick of the glory, but the Shekinah glory cloud enters the room and people get healed just because of the glory? What is the glory but the presence of the Holy Spirit? The cloud came. They watched. The disciples watched as Jesus was just literally just enveloped in this cloud and he was taken up. But we know he's coming back down. But it's his glory that comes down all the time. It's his presence that comes down all the time, as much as you want.
Get up and lead. Receive dynamic downloads for courageous, spirit-led leadership that will empower you to rise with confidence and authority. From grief to glory, journey from the fire of adversity into the fire of his love, where healing, restoration, and purpose are released. Devil, get your hands off. Discover 6 powerful strategies to snatch your children out of deception and back into truth. Buy your book now on Amazon. Our app is live. Search MWBN TV on the Apple App Store or Google Play. Watch powerful teachings, experience healings, and be encouraged by the word, all in one place. No more web browsing. Scan the QR code and download now.